This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. Our film critic, KCT Allen, is joining us for Flicks at 48. Welcome back, Casey.
Together again.
Yes, we are. And I can't wait to hear your review. What did you see this week?
Mank is a brilliant biopic of Herman Mankiewicz, his screenwriting career, and his creation of the screenplay for the famous Citizen Kane film from 1941. But Mank's main focus is on Mankiewicz's clash with the right-wing politics of 1930s Hollywood, showing how a talented alcoholic writer tries to denounce the moral corruption of the studio operations and political influence, only to become a washed-up exile. So Mank is not just about redemption of a Hollywood underdog. It's about the courage to say something or write something that goes against the popular mainstream and how such an experience influences one's art. This film is also technically astounding, with the black and white cinematography, fade-ins and fade-outs of every scene, beautiful shots of deep focus, and rapidly clipped dialogue. It feels like a film actually from the 1940s. Director David Fincher has reminded us again of his masterful control at building and maintaining a fully realized and richly layered world. Mank shows us Hollywood's past was less about dreams and more about power, especially with the hazy issue of controlling authorship credit.
A definite recommendation from you on this one.
Absolutely. It's a great film for people who love movies.
Thank you so much for being here, Casey. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll be ready.